This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, March 24th, 2022. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News. Michigan lawmakers have approved $4.8 billion in spending, mostly for infrastructure upgrades, with an influx of federal pandemic and other funds that will go toward roads, parks, and affordable housing. The supplemental budget plan, which Governor Gretchen Whitmer is expected to sign, has about $2 billion for drinking water and wastewater infrastructure. That includes replacing lead pipes and dam repairs and the remediation of chemicals known as PFAS. The House and Senate approved the main bill today. Michigan's redistricting panel have reversed course and ended a 7% pay raise the commissioners gave themselves a month ago. Commissioners voted last year to be paid more than $55,000 a year and in February approved an increase to nearly $60,000. They described it as a cost of living adjustment to account for high inflation. The commissioners voted 12-1 today to return their pay to $39,825. They drew new congressional and legislative maps last year, but continue to meet as groups challenge the plans in court. Physical and occupational therapists and athletic trainers are now required to report suspected child abuse or neglect under a new Michigan law. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed the legislation this week. It comes more than 4 years after the former USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University sports doctor, Larry Nassar, was sentenced to a virtual life sentence for his conviction on child pornography charges and sexually abusing athletes. Several athletes testified during victim impact statements in 2018. Athletes say over the course of Nassar's more than two decades of sexual abuse, they told adults what was happening, including athletic trainers, and it went unreported. Michigan insurers that require health providers to get pre-approval to cover treatment would have to promptly respond to doctors' requests or get automatically granted under legislation headed to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The bill was approved today. Advocates say the measure would speed delays in care and provide more transparency around the prior authorization process. Starting in June 2023, a non-urgent request would be deemed as granted unless an insurer acts to grant or deny it, otherwise requiring additional information within 9 days. The time limit would be reduced to 7 days starting in June 2024. The Detroit Police Department has released its community safety strategy for 2022. According to the Detroit News, Detroit police will focus on reducing violent crime, increasing presence in the neighborhoods, and enforcing laws on code, noise, and traffic. Additionally, the department plans to roll out an anonymous tip line in partnership with Crime Stoppers of Michigan to help solve crimes. The Dearborn City Council has approved a resolution to translate election materials in Arabic. That includes all official information, including notices, ballots, and forms. The move falls in line with the Voting Rights Act, which requires cities and townships to provide language election materials for any populations of people that make up at least 5% of location or 10,000 residents. The Detroit Free Press reports the resolution was passed 7-0 after an intense debate. Dearborn has the highest percentage of Arab Americans per capita in the U.S. This has been the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News.